Chapter 2. Remembrance. What we do defines us. Our deeds are like shadows, and depending on whether we run into or from the sun, they either lie behind us or before us. Ancient Terran philosopher, unknown. Karatan, during the Great Crusade. Smoke hung over Kartan city in a dark pall. It seemed to stick to its towers and battlements, drenching them in an oily gloom. 15 hours of bombardment. Its shields had taken quite a battering. Parts of the city were demolished, but its main gates, its core walls, and its defenders were still intact. Defiant. It was the first of 9 major cities on 1874, or Karatan, as the natives called it. Regarding the shadows that haunted its walls, its people unmoving as they watched the massive force sent to quell them, Numion hoped the other cities would be easier to crack. He stood just over 8 kilometers away on a rough escarpment of dolomitic limestone with 3 of his closest brothers. The salamanders stood apart from the rest of the imperial officers, who were further back, camped halfway down a ridge that descended into a wide, low basin where their forces gathered. "It's quiet," hissed Nemator, as if to speak any louder would shatter the calm before the coming storm and preempt their attack.
"Wouldn't you be, facing off against the Legion?"
said Leodrak. He looked up, craning his neck and pointing the snout of his dragon's helm to the sky.
"2 legions,"
he corrected, though he could see no sign of their cousins. Both warriors were salamanders, yet could not be less alike. Nemator was softly spoken and wore the emerald green of the Legion, his iconography that of the 15th Company, with a white drake head on his left shoulder guard. He was broad, with a thick neck and shortish, stout legs. Even out of his warplate, he was formidable. It was partly the reason he was also known as Tank.
"Perhaps they're thinking about giving up, Tank,"
offered Atanarius, watching the city's movements through a pair of magnoculars. Like Leodrak, he was armoured in the trappings of the Pyre Guard, a suit of plate fashioned in a draconian aspect with a reptilian battle helm and scalloped greaves, pauldrons, and cuirass. It was permanently blackened from Promethean ritual, and branding marks scored the metal in the salamander's oaths of moment. Both warriors were taller than Nemator, but lost ground in terms of sheer bulk.
"Is that what your eyes tell you, Atanarius?"
Numion asked in a deep voice. He turned, the fire-red crest jutting from the crown of his battle helm, marking him out as their captain. He was also the Primarch's equerry, and that made him unique. Even through his retinal lenses, his gaze was penetrating. Over the Fatra plain, where Kartan City presided, night was starting to fall. Like hot embers in a fire, Numion's eyes blazed in the pre-dark. All of the salamanders' eyes did. It was part of their heritage, like the onyx black of their skin and the self-sacrificial mindset of their Promethean creed.
"Even through the scopes, it's hard to be certain of anything they're telling me, Pyre Captain."
Atanarius lowered the magnoculars, returning them to his equipment belt before facing Numion.
"I can detect very little movement. If they were planning on trying to repel our forces, then whatever measures they mean to use to do it are already in place."
8,000 fighting men, plus twice that number again in civilians, some of whom may have been levied to bolster the troops," said Leodrak. "Nothing they can do will prevent us knocking down their gate and cleaning house."
He sounded belligerent as ever.
A hot vein of magma ran through his skin and bone, as was often remarked by his brothers.
Nemator cocked his head.
"I thought you were planning on burning down their house, not cleaning it, brother."
Leodrak glared, cracking his knuckles inside his gauntlets.
"Temper, Leo,"
Atanarius warned before turning to Nemator.
"But don't think your familiarity with the Pyre Guard allows you to disrespect us, Nemator. Even from a captain, that won't be tolerated.
Nemator inclined his head to apologize.
If you are finished goading one another, then please attend.
Numion nodded down the ridge where several army officers were slogging uphill.
I believe we are about to get some news.
Numion opened up a vox link in his battle helm.
Skatarvar,
a crackling voice answered immediately.
Summon Lord Vulcan, said Numion. The army and Titan Legio are ready to march.
He cut the link, knowing the order was given so would be carried out. Below, in the desert basin, the legion waited. A sea of emerald green, 6,000 warriors stood ready to bring a city to its knees. Beyond them, 4 full regiments of tanks, including super heavies, a squadron of Predator Infernus, and enough Gorgons to transport every legionary on the ground. Behind the infantry loomed a trio of Warhound Titans from Legio Ignis, nicknamed the Fire Kings. Traditionally, Warhounds fought alone, but this particular pack was seldom parted. Kartan City was formidable, its armed forces devoted, but it could not outlast this. There was something unsettling about the silence, and the way the Kartans had given in wholly to alien subjugation. Numion snarled, feeling the old familiar call to war. It filled his mouth grill with the reek of ash and cinder from his heavy exhalations. In the end, their resistance mattered not.
It's time to make them burn.